Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. You know, I was scrolling through my feed yesterday, seeing all these posts about self-care and mental well-being, and it got me thinking, what's the secret sauce? Is there a magic button we can press to instantly feel better? Well, guess what? There isn't. But there are things we can do, everyday actions that make a huge difference. And today, we're diving into one of those game changers. Building your support network. Ever felt like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like you're just going through the motions and nobody really gets what you're going through? You know that feeling when you'd give anything for someone to just listen, to offer a genuine connection, to remind you that you're not alone? That's where a strong support network comes in. Now, before you go picturing your squad of best friends who always have your back, and trust me, they are amazing. Two, remember that a support network goes beyond just the people you hang out with. It's about cultivating connections, genuine, honest connections, with people who understand you, uplift you, and help you navigate life's ups and downs. Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental well-being. 1. Quality over quantity. Think less about the number of people in your network and more about the quality of those connections. A handful of truly supportive individuals who you feel comfortable being vulnerable with are worth more than 100 acquaintances. Remember, it's not about having everyone like you. It's about finding those who genuinely appreciate you for who you are. 2. Diversify your tribe. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Surround yourself with people from different backgrounds, walks of life, and perspectives. This exposes you to new ideas, challenges your thinking, and keeps things interesting. Plus, when one person might be going through something, another could offer a different lens or support system. 3. Be open and vulnerable. Building genuine connections takes courage. Be willing to share your thoughts, feelings, and experiences, even the tough ones. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's strength. It allows people to truly connect with you and offer support in a meaningful way. 4. Practice active listening. A true support network is a two-way street. When someone shares something with you, listen attentively, ask thoughtful questions, and validate their feelings. Sometimes, just having someone hear you out can make all the difference in the world. Remember, sometimes people just need to be heard, not fixed. 5. Give back. The beauty of a strong support network is that it's a circle of love and support. Be there for your loved ones when they need you. Offer encouragement, celebrate their successes, and help them through difficult times. The act of giving back strengthens the bonds within your network and creates a ripple effect of positivity. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a college student juggling a demanding workload, social commitments, and family responsibilities. She's feeling overwhelmed, isolated, and like she can't keep up. But then, she remembers her support network. Her close-knit group of friends who are always there to lend an ear, offer words of encouragement, or help her out with a project. She reaches out to them, shares her feelings, and finds comfort in their understanding and support. They remind her that she's not alone and help her break down her tasks into manageable steps. Sarah realizes that even though things are tough, she has a network of people who care about her and want to see her succeed. This sense of belonging and support gives her the strength and resilience to keep going. So, how can you create a support network that fuels your mental well-being? It starts with being intentional, actively seeking out connections, nurturing existing relationships, and practicing empathy and vulnerability. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Building a strong support network is one of the most powerful things you can do for your mental health. If you found this episode valuable, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with practical tips and insights. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these words. Together we can build stronger connections and create a more supportive world. Catch you in the next one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.